G'day, Paddy and Will Palmer. This is our podcast for the first day of December. My God, it's going quick, isn't
it? How many days till Christmas?
Oh, geez, well, 24.
Good question.
Hey, on our podcast today, we caught up with Mariners CEO Sean Mielekamp because they, along conjunction with the Entertainment Grounds, they've got this massive thing called Decemberfest.
It's happening all through December, and it sounds like a lot of fun. Also, how about fast food on the Central Coast? I didn't realise how significant it was.
Are we becoming the fast food capital of Australia? And what about to other news, Rob, in the podcast?
Well, what can you do, nude? What can't you do, nude?
Okay, we look at that coming up. It's the 1st of December, and this is our podcast.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. It should be in the news instead of the other news.
Yes, good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Patrick.
What do you got for us?
Last Thursday night on the Gold Coast, a man, a man was in bed, asleep. How often have you said to yourself, stop laughing.
Sorry,
I should have used the highlighter.
That's all right. I've lost my story as well. So too much paper in front of me today.
Yeah. Someone broke into Dave's house, right?
Yeah. Oh, Dave. Yeah.
And he was nude in bed.
Yeah.
Which often happens.
Of course.
And you know what he heard in bed while he was he woke up. What's that noise? And he heard someone turn his car on.
Yeah.
The engine on his car turned on. What? And he heard the sound of it starting to reverse. No time to spare. He's climbed out of bed. Would you put your undies on?
No. You've got to get out there fast.
How far down the street would you run someone?
And because a lot of homes now have got CCTV cameras, so
this does. There's pictures here of this bloke. He's cut like an ice sculpture, let me tell you. If I was Dave, I'd have run down the street, dude.
Instead of looking like the Michelin man.
It'd do wonders for him. That's right. I mean, personally, if I was running down the street now, you'd wonder.
So what happened with Dave? So he got up.
There was a man or a woman.
He won Best Dried.
He got out. No time to spare.
But when you went to the flower show, you won Best Dried into arrangement. So what was the story?
He caught the thief inside the car.
Yeah.
And he stepped in front of the car while the thief's trying to drive away.
Oh, in the nude.
But just looking at this bloke, you would not drive into him. Because he's massive in every facet. And he's been trained in jiu-jitsu.
Oh, geez, you picked the wrong bloke, kid.
I know. Guy has pulled this kid out of the car and put him in what's called a rear naked chokehold.
You're not practicing it on me, pal. You're right. Stop there. Don't come around here.
Yeah, like this. I tell you what, the photo or the CCTV came from the wrong angle because it does look like he's doing something else to him.
And he said, listen, mate, I'm counting 10 fingers here.
Brother, Dave, the owner, can be seen pressed right into the thief's behind whilst his arms is around the neck.
Right. So did he get him?
What happened?
Did he get away?
No, he said, at one point the thief tries to play off that he owns the car. Oh, no, this is my car. He goes, no, it's not. And he shows the thief the driver's license. Yeah. This is mine. That's my name, he said. That's my name.
Yeah.
Anyway, the guy felt bad for the thief and let him go.
Oh, truly?
He said, I felt bad. I ended up letting him go. Plus, I wanted to go back to sleep.
Yeah, all right, fair enough.
When you're built like he is, you just say, harm done.
Car wasn't stolen.
Nothing broken.
Okay. All is good. Good story.
Except for the pride of one young thief.
When the big issues of the Central Coast need to be discussed, people turn to Paddy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 Triple M. This is the forum.
Yeah, we're doing something different on Wednesday, Rob, aren't we?
It's been a wild day.
Yeah, it has been a wild
day. Lots of calls about a lot of different things. We thought, why not just throw it out there and call today Whatever You Want Wednesday?
That's what we're doing. Yeah, 1-3-5-3. That's what we want from you. Whatever you want Wednesday. And thanks to HelloFresh, we could give you $100 to spend at HelloFresh. Customizable, kid-approved meals that the whole family will love, including the fussiest of eaters.
Yeah.
So
I mean, you might even just be a Wimmer's sarsaparilla fan and not particularly like the Bundaberg version.
You know what?
That they stole from the Wimmers brothers.
I gave your dad a present, as I said, out of the goodness of my heart.
I know.
Cost me $6.50, by the way.
That's right. I did tell you a number of times, don't do it, Paddy. Yeah. He's very particular about his sauce. Oh, no, you'll love it.
Another story this morning about anything. Is the Central Coast becoming the fast food capital of New South Wales, with at least six fast food chains opening new franchises to add to the dozens already open? This area is on track to becoming the takeaway capital of Australia. But it's good to be known for something, though, Robert, isn't it?
Well,
seriously, if it is the capital, the takeaway capital of New South Wales. Yeah.
It's not the home of the naked home arrest. Have you ever had to run from your house naked for some reason or another?
You told us that story earlier on this morning.
That's right, the Gold Coast. G'day, Lizzie.
Hello, boys. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Going all right.
What you calling about?
I just wanted to say thank you so much for supporting my little 10-year-old son in his leadership program. Because he made it.
Oh, I'm so proud of him. Remember, it was a couple of weeks ago. What's your boy's name, Lizzie?
Oliver Woodgate Wood.
And we said to, we gave him a couple of catchphrases, didn't we? I'm sure we did.
Yeah, and he went with, who would be helpful and kind? Who would get the job get done? Oliver Woodgate Wood.
Oliver Woodgate.
So he's in the leadership group for next year.
Yeah, so we find out on the 13th whether he'll be captain, vice-captain, or what it'll be.
What school's that at, Lizzie?
That's Killarney Vale Public School, and he got through with his best mate, Caden.
So making Killarney Vale Public School great again.
Yeah. Look out next year. It's going to be shining.
Woodgate would be great.
You'll remember the name. There's going to be four boys on the coast, the Woodgate brothers. Look out.
Okay. Yeah. In about 10 years. Yeah. Right. Lizzie. Thumbs up, Lizzie.
In the pool, guys.
See ya, bye.
See ya, bye.
Big question, is the Central Coast becoming the fast food capital of New South Wales with at least six fast food chains opening new franchises to add to the dozens already operating? Good morning, Aaron.
G'day, Az.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Not too bad.
All right.
With that, you want to talk about a kebab shop?
Mate, of course. I have not yet found where the best kebab on the coast is.
You haven't found it?
No.
Mate, you've got to be coming.
How hard are you looking?
Very hard. I've done a lot of soul searching on this and I cannot find one.
Mate, what you got to do, you've got to come from a nightclub at about 4 o'clock in the morning. That's when you'll find the best kebab shop, Azzy.
That's when you find the worst one too, because you know when you've had a bad one the next morning.
Yes.
When you wake up with half of it still in your hand.
Kebab, we're talking about. Anyway, all right then, Azzy. We will find that. We will put it to the people of the Central Coast, all right, Azzy?
Too easy, boys. Thank you very much.
Okay, mate. See you, Az.
See you, boys.
Bye.
Cheers, mate. Carly from Wyoming.
Well, good morning, boys.
Hey, what you calling about? Yes.
I saw your good mate the other day. He could not believe that you got to open Narara Station.
Who's my good mate?
Kevin Anderson.
Now Kevin, remember
for Tamworth.
Yes. Now, Kevin Anderson, he's in the government. He does the horse racing side of it and buildings and all that sort of stuff.
He's just jealous. Yep. Has he ever opened a lift?
I would say so.
And I used to work with Kevin in Mount Isa. And now he's a government minister, but he's also the local member from where you come from, which is in Tamworth. And what was Kev saying again?
Well, he saw the photo of you and Crouchy and he went, he looks like he's from the Masonic Lodge.
Oh, well, that's a
careful, Kylie, he'll hang up on you.
That's it. I didn't say it.
But you repeated it.
You know,
that's offensive, Robert. That's offensive.
You just don't take criticism well, do you?
Hmm. I'm sorry I hung up on Kylie, but all right. So I'm sorry, Kylie. We got you back again.
You're back. Thank goodness.
Yeah. Now, we were talking about Central Coast being the fast food capital of New South Wales. Who do you think is the fast food capital?
Tamworth.
Tamworth.
They've got four McDonald's. Mm. But not only that, in one block, they've got a McDonald's, a Taco Bell, a Porto's, Subway, and a Red Rooster, and Hungry Jack's.
That's utopia for me.
I don't mind the odd Whopper, but that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I suppose they do have 1,000 pubs though as well. So
they do.
They need that
then
much fast food.
Then down the next
food.
Block.
Look, I tell you what, this Brandon Smith from Melbourne Storm, this podcast he did on YKTR, it just keeps giving.
Why?
Well,
why is it such an issue for everyone?
Well, first of all, he went in there.
Yeah, but yeah, it is. You do a podcast, you may as well be on TV. He's just going da 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 da.
Yes, and because there's so much around him as to which club he'll go to in 2023, because he's locked in with Melbourne Storm. But he was saying, like, the club culture. First of all, it was expletive laden. They said there were in 56 minutes there were 61. There were 3 Emily C bombs in the 56 minute chat. So there was a swear word every 72 seconds, they counted. Then he said,
I just feel sorry for the bloke.
That might be the way that he talks.
You can't speak
though.
For more than a minute without.
Well, he then said, Penrith Panthers were interested in him. And then Panthers have come out and said, no, we weren't. Absolutely not. Then he said about there's a massive part, drinking is a massive part of the culture in Melbourne Storm. And then they put out a statement. The statements have deeply offended current and former players, coaches, staff and board members. And the club strongly rejects the comments.
Mate, but you don't, that's sort of where there's smoke, there's fire quite a lot of the time, isn't it?
Oh, yeah,
you don't
yeah.
just say that for no good reason.
Yeah, oh, of course. Like, who doesn't like a couple every now and again? Well, but as I said, it's the podcast that
maybe
just
he's just maybe he's just being honest and they don't like it.
Maybe. Anyway, you better get that buddy.
I'll get this. Hello, Triple M.
Yes, good morning. It's Dr. Basil, gynecologist and rash specialist. From Bado Bay. Excuse me.
Just in time.
Oh, sometimes I tell you, rum on your Cocoa Pops. Does produce a little bit of reflux.
Yeah, right. Leave that to you. Is this your normal morning ritual, Dr. Basil?
Yes, Robert, that is correct. But it's only Cocoa Pops.
Right.
Excuse me. Yeah. I tried rum with Weet-Bix, but that was like kissing your bearded grandmother.
No,
bloody terrible it was.
Now, you operating this morning, Doc? What's the go?
No, what I thought. Oh, jeez, I nearly fell off my chair. No, I'm not. But, look, I want to talk.
Yeah.
About Brandon Smith from the Melbourne Storm.
Jeez, he can drink. What about the drinking culture? Can swear, does the lot.
Oh, yes. Drink and swear.
Yeah.
Oh, and you know what I was reading?
Yeah.
Drinking a massive part of the club culture. Didn't I have a... I swilled down a rum when I heard that. I mean, massive. And, you know, if it is a massive part of the club culture,
yeah.
And they're so successful, keep bloody doing it.
Right, okay.
And then swear. Doesn't that young Brandon swear?
Let a few
in that
go.
56-minute interview,
yeah.
He swore once every 72 seconds.
Oh, just the odd
61
one.
F-words.
Yeah.
3 C-bombs.
Yeah.
I tell you, drinking and swearing. I tell you, he's qualified.
What for?
To get into radio. Good on him. Anyway, like Brandon, I'm off to have a drink. Anyway, gotta go.
Okay.
Out of the goodness of my heart.
Stop with the goodness of your heart rubbish, okay?
I passed
just
on.
Tell me about how we got to sarsaparilla, because I was telling you that my dad only drinks double sars.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, he hasn't tried sars from Bundaberg. I said, yeah, I know, but he loves his sars.
Right. Because even though I haven't been home for a lot of years, I love supporting our local products because there's Bundaberg ginger beer.
Yeah.
Bundaberg rum, I tell everyone about. I don't tell many people of that.
Gee, please.
Bundaberg sugar.
Wait, that gets out of the bag.
From the makers of Bundaberg ginger beer comes Bundaberg sarsaparilla.
And Dad is a big fan of sars, but he doesn't like a regular sarsaparilla. He likes some strength in the flavour. So he does a double sars or a triple sars.
So as I was saying, out of the goodness of my heart, I went shopping one day and you can buy a 4-pack of sarsaparilla, Bundaberg sarsaparilla.
You asked me if you would like me to, you said, do you want me to buy your dad some sars from Bundy? Because he should try the Bundy
should
stuff.
Should try the Bundy stuff.
I said, he's not going to be that.
You kept on warning me.
Impressed by Bundy sars. Bundy.
Well, so, out of the goodness of my heart.
And then you said, give it to him. So I did.
Oh, no, I'll tell you what happened. I said, make sure you give it to your dad. Anyway, a week later, I said to Rob, where's that sausage your dad tried it? Oh, it's in the boot of the car still. I said, you are a loser, mate.
I had parked in the shade.
You are doing everything you can to jeopardise the quality of the Bundaberg sauce.
Anyway, I delivered the sauce.
Out of the goodness of my heart.
And then you said, what did he think? I said, well, I gave him the sauce. I want to know what he thought. So I said, Dad, can you please record a message? And I want to apologise to Dad now because he's recorded a message to you, Paddy. And he's done it in his best 1950s radio voice.
Okay, and this is the quality of the gift out of the goodness of my heart that I gave him, and it was the Bundaberg sarsaparilla.
So assessment. This is assessment by John
from your
Palmer.
Dad.
Hey, Paddy. This is Rob's dad, JP. Just wanted to say thanks heaps for that sarsaparilla from Bundaberg, that's Bundaberg, that you sent as a gift. Greatly appreciated. Love the taste. But on a score out of 10, well, maybe a 2 or a 3, because you know what? Taking a sauce without a double sauce or a triple sauce is like making a McDonald's bun at home and thinking you're eating McDonald's. So,
good analogy, Dad.
I'd say 2.2 out of 10 is a good score. Send me a double sauce next time. I might give it a better score.
You cut off the end there where he said, thanks, Paddy.
Rob's dad.
You know on your ban list?
You know what rhymes with sars? That's where the next bottle is going to go. It is 26.
You are a farce.
26 past 7. News with Caitlin Unger next. And also, giving you another chance. He's not getting another gift from me ever again.
Hey, listen, I warned you. I said, don't do it.
He's a hard taskmaster. It is the 1st of December. Everything's opening back up. We're allowed, actually, to have guests back in the studio.
Oh, I know. It's kind of...
It is so good. It's all good.
Warm and fuzzy.
And from the Central Coast Mariners, the CEO is Sean Mielekamp. He joins us this morning. First guest back when we're allowed. Good day, mate. How are you, buddy?
Cheers, guys. How good is it to be here in person and actually shake hands and
look
in the eye? Fantastic.
Yeah, we're back. And mate, and the Mariners, they're doing some big things coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a good start to the season. We've got loads of games. And as we head into December, we've joined forces with the Entertainment Grounds. And today we've launched Decemberfest, which is just highlighting and working together to promote all the events that are happening in December in Gosford. So there's 11 events. It's a blockbuster month. And just want to get the word out there about all the great things that are happening.
That's it. So what exactly is going to be going on? There's obviously the football. There's how many games?
Yeah, so there's 4 games of A-League men's. There's also a doubleheader. So we play Sydney FC on the 12th of December for the first home game for the season. Then we play Western Sydney Wanderers on the 18th. On the 27th, we play Wellington Phoenix. And then after that is actually a Wellington Phoenix versus Newcastle Jets women's game. So we get to get our first look at the women's game. And then on New Year's Eve, we'll play MacArthur. So that's all the A-League ones.
Yeah, and that's called a part of Decemberfest. Now, a lot of people, as it is the 1st of December, people have been saying, what about carols? Are carols back on? Well, you guys are putting them on for us.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been, we put the, we passed the hat around with our sponsors and a massive shout out to Mate Telecommunications and DMC and all the guys that got involved. But yeah, we're really proud to be able to put on the carols. So on the 17th of December, head down to the stadium, $5 for adults, free for kids.
And everyone dropped their bundle last year when the fireworks got lampooned. This year, new story.
Yeah, absolutely. We're really proud. We call ourselves a community club, and we've been able to bring this one back. So after the game on New Year's Eve, 9 o'clock fireworks were happening in Gosford. So fantastic. And even extra special, thanks to the guys at Drifters, they're putting on midnight fireworks as well. So you've got two.
So that's awesome. Great thing about that day is because we've got the races on in the afternoon. Then you go from the races, you go then to the soccer, then you've got the 9 o'clock fireworks, and you want to stick around, you've got the midnight.
Pack your stamina.
How good's that? How good's that? We're even running shuttle buses from the racetrack to the football game, so you don't have to worry about commuting.
Oh, it's now become a Central Coast institution.
Yeah.
Those events. It's just sensational. It's so good to have back. Now, mate, speaking about the soccer, you boys, mate, a lot of Central Coasters are in the Mariners team and in the squad.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been such a credit to the academy. Nick Montgomery, who was looking after the academy for many years there, is now producing a lot of talent. So we're seeing the likes of Jacob Farrell, who comes from Wyoming, and I think Harry Steele will get plenty of game time tonight as we take on Wolves. He's a terrible boy. That compliments Matty Simon and Ollie Bozanic, and the list keeps going on and on.
And Jake had that header in the first game up in Newcastle, F3 Derby, his first goal.
Absolutely. So him and also Matt Hatch last year scored on debut. So to have two local boys score on debut with cracking goals, match-winning goals, it's just fantastic.
It is. What a baptism. Really you'll never forget that.
Yeah. But I know a lot of the kids who play soccer around on the Central Coast, and it's an absolute mammoth breeding ground. It is a great thing to go, oh, geez, one day I'll be playing for the Mariners. And this is just evident through your academy. And now here it is, 5 in the actual Mariners squad.
Yeah, superb pathway.
Yeah, absolutely. It's what we stand for. It's took us a lot of years to get there, and there's still a lot of work to do. But it's so good to see them. And next year, our women's team comes in, and we get to do the same thing for all the girls. So the
tell
pathway
what,
for the girls as well.
A lot of sports could learn from you.
Well, it's there's a lot of clubs that we stole these ideas off to.
Now, surely, with Decemberfest, as you say, if you want all information about all the events which you're doing, teeing up with the race club, the turf club, where do we go? Is there a website we can go to?
Yeah. Head to either ccmariners.com.au or theentertainmentgrounds.com.au. Both of them have got all the details there. And because there's three fantastic race days that I should give a quick plug to as well. That's in there. They've got the NXS tribute band that'll be playing on the 29th.
Good morning, Guy.
And also on New Year's Eve, it's free for all residents to go to the races on New Year's Eve.
Oh, absolutely sensational stuff. Shaunie, thanks for coming in. Sean Mielekamp, CEO of Central Coast Mariners. Thanks for coming in, mate.
Great seeing you.
Cheers, gents. Thanks for having me
in. Good on you, buddy.
Paddy and Rob Palmer's Build My Ag.
Yep.
This is heaps of fun.
Yeah, we like doing this, don't we?
Yeah. We just asked you if you've got a business to go to triplem.com.au, register your name and a couple of details about the business, and then we will go to work on an ad.
And Matty and Adam at Top End Property Maintenance and Handyman Services got in contact with us, and we've got Matty with us this morning. G'day, Matty.
Hey, Matty.
Good morning, boys.
How are you, mate?
Well, thanks.
Going all right?
Excellent.
Now, you boys, Matty and Adam, Top End Property Maintenance and Handyman Services, do you do the lot right across the coast?
Yes.
Good boy.
Oh, I love a yes. He's a yes man. Yes, we can. That's right. Dad always used to tell me just to say yes, you can do it, and then work out how you're going to manage the time later.
That's the one.
Now, you're Gwendolyn Way initially. So if anyone, and mate, I tell you, the yards have been going mad lately with the humidity and all the rain. So you boys are the best people to call?
Yeah, mate.
Okay. Oh,
absolutely.
What's your number? Maddie?
0431 411 421.
Okay, 0431 411 421.
Yes.
Okay, good. Good boy.
Okay, tell you well what. Done, and you know what the beauty of Matty and Adam is when they're working on your house, they won't chew your ear off.
No. But they will say yes to any request. They will just. Can you do that? Yes.
Yes, man.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Yes, all right. Sir. Whatever you say,
well,
sir.
Well, you've given us some information about your business, Top End Property Maintenance and Handyman Services. And here's the ad that we've come up for you, and here it is, mate.
You have to be careful on the Top End box jellyfish. Oh! Saltwater crocs.
Oh, my leg!
And Paddy Gerard's family.
Oh, my other leg!
But on the Central Coast, Top End means tip-top. Top End Property Maintenance and Handyman Services. Maddie and Adam, two men, eight limbs. An octopus of efficiency and absolutely safe. For painting, carpentry, gardening and more. Don't take a risk. Book Maddie and Adam at Top End Property Maintenance and Handyman Services.
There you go, Maddie.
Oh, thanks a lot, guys. Hey, we're just a new business. We're only been going about 6 months, but this is gold.
Oh, good stuff.
Mate, glad to hear it, mate.
So, Matty and Adam, Top End Property Maintenance and Handyman Services. Hey, can we Google it or just the phone number, mate? What's the best?
Just the phone number at the moment, and we do have a Facebook page as well.
Okay, so 0431 411 421. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and Facebook.
Yes.
If you want yes for an answer, call Matt and Adam at Top End Property.
And is it true you also, on Saturday night, you masquerade as male strippers? Is that true?
Oh, yeah, and during the week too, if we're not busy.
You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers,
yeah,
download the Listener app.
We're talking L-I-S-T-N-R.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.